Welcome to the Powered by Transova podcast, where Transova team members and industry experts will cover how our reproductive toolbox of embryo transfer, in vitro fertilization, sorted semen, and cloning technologies can multiply the success within your livestock breeding program. Throughout our series, we will also cover a wide array of topics such as frequently asked questions, management and care advice, as well as client and location highlights.
Welcome to the Powered by Transova podcast. Today, we actually are interviewing two people, and it is Jeff and Patty Anderson. And it's an interesting discussion with them today because they talk about their beginnings in Transova and then where they've evolved to today. And it's very interesting because they actually met at Transova. And I think we could have an entire segment, Emily, on the matchmaking that's happened at Transova.
Definitely.
And Jeff and Patty are a good example of that.
Yeah, they really dig deep into expanding the business and even touched on a little bit of maintaining a good working marriage relationship too, which I thought was an interesting take. So excited to share this interview with everybody today.
Yeah, Jeff and Patty have been very integral into the growth and expansion of Transova. And so I'm very thankful for them and their hard work. And I think their work ethic is very apparent to any of those that meet with them, interact with them, or coworkers. And we just really value them. And I'm excited for everybody to hear what they have to say. So without further ado, we will bring on Jeff and Patty.
All right. So we have got Jeff and Patty Anderson with us this morning. Thanks for joining us, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Why don't you start off and tell our listeners who you are, a little bit about yourself and your role here at Transova.
Okay. Well, I'm Jeff Anderson. I'm a veterinarian, born and raised in Iowa. I attended veterinary school for undergrad at Iowa State University and then went on to vet school at Oklahoma State University. I came to Transova directly out of vet school and have been with the company for about 8.5 years. And I currently manage operations in the southern and western regions of the U.S., along with doing my professional service duties. Patty and I are married, and we live in Richland, Washington, and have a 4-year-old daughter named Kate.
And I'm Patty Anderson. I've been with Transova for about 9 years, and currently I am serving as the IVF lab manager in Washington. So I supervise our IVF lab technicians, our courier, and our professional service embryologist. I am originally from Northern California, did my undergrad at Cal Poly, and went on to get my master's degree at Iowa State. When we opened up the lab 3 years ago, that's when I started as an IVF lab manager out here. But prior to that, was based in Sioux Center for several years and served in a variety of roles. Actually started with the company as an intern, then moved on into the professional service embryologist role, moved up to the professional service manager position, and then transitioned into the IVF lab. So I work a lot with a lot of other different departments, and it's been a fun journey. So that's a little bit about myself.
I was going to go into the history a little bit because you mentioned your internship. You guys were interns at the same time, correct?
Yeah, we probably should be giving Transova some credit for matchmaking services because that's how Jeff and I met. Whereas we were interns at the same time. We, at the time, the internship was in the winter. It wasn't the summer intern. So it was, we were here, we were in Iowa from January to April, and it was the cloning internship. So we helped calve out some of the first clones that were born in Sioux Center. And then we also did some road trips with the professional service teams to traveling to some of those trips.
So it all began at Transova.
It did.
Matchmaking 101.
Yeah.
You guys have done a great job explaining kind of your start at Transova and your transition into the Western region. Tell me what exciting things are going on in your region right now. What are some of the highlights?
Yeah, so, always we're kind of working to continue to look for new opportunities to grow and certainly have some things on the horizon we're working on. You know, I think one of the biggest things that excites me right now is the fact that we still have a lot of our original team with us out here, and they're a super high quality group of people that we're just really proud of what they're able to accomplish and the dedication they have to Transova and our clients. They do a fantastic job, and so that excites me, I guess. But then on a broader scale, I think like this year has shown us just the importance of what we do and how it impacts agriculture. Certainly with the COVID stuff, it was pretty evident that there was some domestic issues, even with some shelves missing milk and meat at times. But you know, from just an availability standpoint, but also the impact that we're making currently. And I think in this next year, we're going to continue to see us make an impact on just, you know, ultimately the quality of beef. And that's an exciting thing to me because it's just shows how, you know, how far things have gone with embryos. I mean, we certainly still do a lot of work with seed stock type of deals, but getting into the commercial side of it in the dairies and just seeing the impact there on, you know, whether it's A2 milk or whether, you know, we're getting more people using beef embryos in place of, you know, beef on dairy for semen. And that to me is exciting, I think. And Patty, maybe you can add some things if you have some other thoughts.
Yeah, no, I think there's a lot of cool potential stuff with us being a newer region in the United States as far as having presence with our labs and stuff. There's still clients out there that we are getting more of a reach to because of proximity and stuff. And so certainly a lot of commercial dairies and that kind of stuff. So that's some pretty exciting stuff on the horizon that we're looking forward to getting into.
Yeah, you guys touched on a lot of good stuff just in that one answer. So Dr. Faber, we just talked to him earlier today, and he made the comment that there's probably not a gallon of milk that goes through the grocery stores that we haven't looked at or those embryos haven't gone across our microscope, you know, that if it's the actual cow or her dam or grand dam or something like that. And I think, you know, you touched on that, Jeff, how important it is in the industry is, you know, commercially and with the demand of products right now. If you put that together and do some numbers, that's pretty cool to think of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is pretty impressive when you think about that. And just also, you know, the impact we've had on helping to create some awesome bulls for people and some awesome females. It's pretty incredible.
So you also touched on the development of the labs out there on the West Coast. Patty, I think you said Washington's been open 3 years. Mm-hmm. And what about California? How long has that been?
Yeah, California. So Washington opened up in August of 2017 and California opened up in November 2017. So they came on both the same year. The main differences between the two labs is our California lab has sorting capabilities, whereas our Washington lab does not. And so any of our clients here that want to use that technology, we will send through our California lab. So we are in the same time zone. And a lot of people think that California and Washington are pretty close in proximity, but they're huge states. It's about 12 to 14 hours between us and our California lab. So there's still quite a bit of ground to cover there. But we work very much as one team. We have weekly calls with our California team. And just to make sure that everybody's on the same page, we kind of discuss the type of work that's coming through, who our clients are, you know, any potential issues that we need to address and that kind of stuff. So, feel very blessed to have the team in place that we do out here because we enjoy working with all of them.
Jeff and Patty, I would consider both of you very integral into Transova, you know, not to sound cliche, but multiplying success in other regions and areas and kind of helping our business expand and grow. Tell me about what some of the challenges are and then maybe what some of the rewards are. We call it growing pains, but it's obviously a great thing for Transova that we have that market share, that marketplace and that opportunity there. So give me a little background on, you know, the highs and lows of what you guys have gone through as you've helped Transova expand.
Well, certainly when we started coming west, it was, there were a lot of logistical challenges, just, you know, for one thing, having flights getting canceled on you and stuff like that, there's always a lot of interesting stories that went along with that. And certainly before we had the labs, we were shipping a lot of oocytes too, and that was a challenge. I love meeting new people. I love seeing new dairies and understanding what their goals are. So like all the challenges to me are really worth it, because ultimately it allows us to serve the clients better. And I like the relationships we've been able to build along the way. And a lot of that just helps with expansion is, you know, serving the clients and providing a product that is, you know, top of the industry. That kind of helps drive things forward. You get a lot of word of mouth, but also just the connections you make along the way. I don't know if I'd say it's been super challenging. It just kind of happens.
Yeah, I think, anytime that you're part of a new project, you know, like building the labs and bringing that workforce out to the West was exciting, because it hadn't been done before. And so that's always kind of fun to be part of a new frontier kind of project. And even the personnel that we hand selected and are in our labs now have also brought some new energy and excitement to what we do. And that's they enjoy being part of that process too, and having some influence over how the work goes and how some of our processes work. I think some of the challenges have been, you know, anytime you're building new facilities or going into some uncharted territory, I think there's a lot of unknowns and maybe even some deadlines with construction projects in particular that don't always go as planned, or maybe get delayed a little bit for one reason or the next. And it's really just learning to adjust and figure out what the next thing is that we need to do to keep moving forward and making progress. And then once we have, you know, the labs up and going, just making sure that we're having that reach with those clients and getting the word out. You know, if clients don't know that we're in this area, doing a better job of reaching out to those people and, letting them know about the services that we offer. But as far as the reward, I mean, that's it's been, with the time that we've been with Transova, I mean, had you told me when we first started that we would be out here today, you know, I don't know that I would have believed you. And it's been a really fun journey. And I think that's one of the great things about working with Transova, is because we are progressive and, there's roles and labs that are present today that we didn't know about when we started 9 years ago, and that even it was a thought on the map. So that's been really fun and rewarding to be a part of too.
So you both have obviously very different roles in Transova. Could you maybe talk about, for each of you, what success looks like in your specific roles?
So for me as IVF lab manager, take a lot of pride in the people that we have in our buildings and working with us. One of the things that I talk to them, we have a very small team. I've got three lab embryologists here in Washington, and then we have a professional service embryologist and a courier. And so we are a small team that cover a lot of ground and a lot of clients too. So we have to be cross-trained in a lot of different areas in order for us to work well. Because just of the sheer volume of people that we have here. And so that has been really great, getting everybody cross-trained. And initially when they all started, my goal for them is to have them take over my job. And it's not because I don't like my job, but it's because we need that kind of flexibility. And if I need to step out for a week, to either take time off or work with another center, then things are able to go smoothly without a hitch because everybody knows what to do, and I'm not the bottleneck in that process. So that for me is what success looks like. And then also I enjoy closing the gap between the mystery of the lab and our clients. And so if there's technical issues that they have that maybe our client service rep could use some assistance with, I will help get on those calls, or I'll reach out to the clients directly and kind of work through some of those things. And even it helps us as a lab get better too, as well, and helps close the the loop as far as what we do in the lab and how it affects the bigger picture and the clients that we're working to serve.
Mine's kind of two-part, I guess. Definitely client satisfaction is a huge thing to me, and that comes down to results and service. And because if you have a happy client, you have a client that's going to stick with you. And I'm happy that we have some really long-term relationships we've, you know, been able to build. That to me, that's something I love about this job, is to be able to have that relationship where it takes it from a different level that I appreciate, or to a different level that I appreciate. So happy client, the results. I'm a competitive person, so like always I'm trying to get better results myself on things. And then, you know, from a inside Transova perspective, how I define success there is like, I really value having on trust. And I think a lot of them would say that they feel like I have their back. I feel like, you know, just making sure that the team is willing to come to me for anything they need. And I think that keeps us moving in a positive direction and allows us to serve our clients at the highest level.
This year, Transova is celebrating its 40th anniversary. And so we've been asking kind of everybody we've talked to, what does that mean to you when you think about 40 years in business? And then not only what do those past 40 years mean to you, but what do you think the future looks like? Or what are you excited for when you look forward?
You know, I certainly talk with, some of our key employees that have been with Transova from the beginning, and especially on the lab side, the embryology side, and even, Diane specifically, and some of those learning about how they used to do things in the very beginning and knowing how we do things now, just from a technical process and efficiency standpoint, just blows my mind, because we've made such huge improvements from when we started to what we are doing now. And even I remember when I first started back here in 2012, we had some record-breaking days of freezing like 290 embryos or something. And now, there's some weeks where they're close to 1,000. So it's just crazy how much improvement we've made in such a short period of time. As far as the future goes, it's easy to look at a bunch of different areas. I think we always, as a company, are always looking to continuously improve our product and how we can make that better. And so it's just a matter of what kind of avenues you go down to. But certainly, our frozen product, anything we can do to increase conception rates on those, and emerging technologies on that front, I think is an exciting area to start to dive into. And then also, we're always evaluating our quality of embryo too, and seeing what we can do to improve that product going out the door.
Yeah, it's funny. Last week, when I was transferring, I had found an old hat I had that I think was back from the 25th anniversary. I think in a company that's in business that long, it speaks for the brand. It really does. I think we'll be continuing down a path that keeps us hopefully someday we'll get to like 75 or something, and I'm excited for what the next year has to bring. Certainly, hopefully travel and some of that stuff gets easier and things get, looking more optimistic as far as certain areas. But I'm super optimistic going into the next couple of years and even well into the future, because we're led by, an awesome group of individuals at the top. And I feel like we have an awesome team all the way through, whether it's someone driving a feed truck all the way to someone hauling oocytes. Everybody's contributing, and it's what we do would not be possible without the excellent team we have. So.
So you guys kind of touched on this a little bit in your answers from other questions. And Jeff, you work with the Southern region quite a bit. Can you guys talk a little bit about your collaboration with the other regions? I think some of our listeners and clients don't realize how much every region, collaborates with each other. And it's not just California and then that's it. You know what I mean? It's a group effort.
Yeah, totally. we collaborate quite a bit with, across the company, whether it's filling in for somewhere where someone's out or covering work for somewhere. I feel like we've got people in all those places that, whether it's an embryologist team, a vet team, getting a courier to a different spot, like I feel like we do a really good job of being able to handle the work. Because certainly there's so many moving parts, and I suppose sometimes when a client calls and they want to do work, they're wondering what we're doing, or, you know, we're doing our best to get there, when they want us there. Beyond that, our labs collaborate a ton too. They have meetings frequently and, bring things up that help improve our system and our client experience.
From a lab standpoint, we've got 7 different labs across the United States and different time zones. And we, as lab leaders, get together every 2 weeks to meet to talk about issues within our own region and, celebrate some of the successes, too. But we work really hard to make sure that all of our processes are the same. But we also realize that there's some regional differences too. Obviously in the South, there can be, in certain areas, there's a huge beef presence. And up in our region here, we see a lot of dairy influence, and same within California as well. But we work with our Maryland team, in Iowa quite a bit. And then, obviously in the Southern regions as well. But we want to make sure that everybody's doing things consistently. And, there's also a lot of good ideas that come out of those discussions too. And it's not necessarily from one particular lab, but if it's a good idea, we'll try and implement that across the system to, overall improve the product company-wide.
Going along with what you guys are saying, you've talked about collaboration, consistency, and improvement. Patty, you might be a good person to talk about the Transova Summit and maybe describe what the Transova Summit is and how it helps us reach some of those goals of the consistency and improvement and collaboration. If you want to give us a little bit of background on that, if you don't mind.
Yeah. So the summit started, 5 years ago or more now, initially in Iowa, and the whole purpose behind it was to get everybody together from a lab standpoint. It started off super small then. It was mainly just for the embryologists to talk about some of the basics that we're doing and making sure that people were on the same page with some of the processes. And it was also an opportunity to exchange information and collaborate with each other, kind of get to know each other. A lot of during that time, we didn't do as much traveling to different labs. And so we didn't necessarily meet people face to face all the time, but we may have talked with them a few times on the phone. So it was a good connection from that standpoint as well. And from that point, it really morphed into including other departments like the client service reps, the IVF lab, professional service veterinarians, and really has just expanded from there. And one of the reasons that we developed it is we realized that, there's a lot of really great CE continuing education opportunities externally, whether it's AETA or ABP that we as a company send a lot of people to build on some of those credit continuing education things. But we also realized that we as an organization have a lot of knowledge and a lot of really great people within our own system that we probably weren't leveraging enough to bring some of those ideas and have some of those discussions as a company. So we now are having an annual summit. Usually it's at the end of our go time. So usually in that August timeframe where it's a 2-day event. This year we did it virtually. And we basically, talk about departmental specific things. So on the lab side of things, some of the technical things from each part of the process. Or we talk about system improvements, where we want to go and how we need to get there. And we develop a lot of action items that we can then bring forward into the next year to, kind of work off of and kind of with that continuous improvement thing. And the other great thing about the summit is it's just a really great time for team bonding, to get to understand other departments, kind of what some of their challenges are, and also just socialize with people that you don't normally get to see. So it's a really good thing that we do the best we can to get as many people there as we can when we are able to have it in person. And it's just, yeah, one of the best events of the year probably for our company.
Yeah, it's a nice end of summer activity after everybody's been go, go, go. So it's a nice stress reliever. But I don't think I ever want to do another virtual. So
you did a great job, Emily. I know it's just a ton of work to get that all in there, but there's a lot of great things come out of it.
Yeah, definitely. It's a lot of good discussion, and that kind of leads us through, you know, 6 to 8 months. And then by the time the next summit, there's a new group of topics that go over. So,
yeah, I think it's also a good, you know, sometimes, you know, you can get stuck into the day-to-day rut of, it's not necessarily a rut, but it's like getting the work done. And so the summit's also a really good time to take a step back and maybe look at some other bigger goals that we're trying to achieve and how we can kind of get there. So maybe more from a strategic planning, you know, on some level too.
I know it sounds super cheesy, but I always leave the summit like inspired because there's so many people there working for the greater good. And it's getting into the nitty gritty details of what we do, but it's to improve that big picture. And so I always love the summit just because there's so much collaboration, improvement, and all of that going on from everybody and from all different departments. It's not just the lab. It's not just client service. It's everybody working together. And I think it's a great showcase of that.
Yeah. I second that.
Well, I don't think I have any other questions. Sarah,
is there anything you guys want to cover that we haven't asked you? Sometimes we struggle writing the questions and to which elicit the right answers, or, you know, if you guys are over here like, gosh, they didn't ask me about this. This is the time where we make that up and build it in.
Yeah. The only thing I'm surprised you guys didn't ask was what it was like working together.
Oh, that's a good one.
I mean, if you want to answer that, you can.
Yeah.
Or should Jeff leave the room?
Yeah. No, I think it's funny because a lot of, I think there's a lot of people out there that say that they probably, you know, they would never work with their spouse because of some of the personality differences. And Jeff and I have very opposite personalities, but that's also probably why we work so well together too. But, you know, I've had people on farm when I was traveling, I was in the, you know, lab on farm, and then Jeff was on the other side of the wall doing the aspirations. And I've had clients tell me that, well, that's the only way I can get along with my wife is if I shoved her in a closet all day. Oh my gosh. but yeah, I mean, actually, when Jeff and I were traveling all the time as a professional service team, it was actually a lot easier because we were together all of the time. And so there's a lot of that personal stuff and work life that kind of mesh together. And so you're able to like kind of deal with some of those things as you go along. And so that's been really great. And because you're physically around each other all the time, traveling in a vehicle or something, and that communication was pretty easy. But now that we are in the roles that we are, Jeff travels a lot more now than I do. We definitely have to work a lot harder to stay on the same page and make sure that we both know what's going on with each other. So yeah, that's been a fun journey, and it's actually worked out pretty well. So any comments, Jeff?
he's not sure what to say right now. So do you guys have a hard time? Like, you know, a lot of us, we finish our days and then we go home and you have that, how was your day conversation with your spouse? Do you guys have a hard time? Like, okay, it's time to stop talking about work right now. Or, you know, does that line blur too much? Or do you think have you found a good balance?
We've definitely had to work on that a lot over the years, and sometimes draw a line in the sand of like, okay, we're done talking about this, and you know, we'll make a point to readdress it tomorrow or something like that. But with having our daughter now too, you know, usually when we come home or have dinner or something, I usually ask her what the best part of her day was, and then we kind of go around the table. And on some really challenging days, it's hard to think of things, but usually it's, you know, we always try to appreciate, you know, that we're able to work for the company that we do and, you know, have the setup that we do. Cause it's, I mean, we've been pretty fortunate, I think, in that regard.
And your daughter is absolutely adorable. Every time you post pictures on Facebook, like, you just melt a little bit. Yeah.
She's our little mascot.
Yeah, I want to hear what she says when Jeff's like, oh, I had a really good prig rate today. That was the best part of my day. Like, what does she think about all that stuff? Or she doesn't know different.
We were able to take her on farm, and she was able to watch Jeff do some transfers. And she came home later and was playing with Jeff. And what did she tell you about what your job was?
Well, when she was standing there while I was putting in the embryos, she's like, what are you doing?
Well, and then I think she told you that that daddy's job was to clean the poop out of the cow.
Oh, yeah, that was what it was.
That reminds me back when I was growing up. That's exactly what my brothers called it. They said, you know, dad's gone because he's cleaning the poop out. So, and that also makes for interesting conversations with kindergarten, first grade teachers, you know, when your kids ask about what does mom or dad do, and they give an answer, and then you have to explain to the teacher kind of some background.
Right. They're like, I'm not sure if this is inappropriate or not.
Right. Yeah. Cohen gave a lesson in first grade last year about the anatomy differences between bulls, heifers, and cows, and that. And so, nice. I'm sure that was enlightening for his classmates.
We've gone over the difference between heifer and a cow.
Well, thanks guys very much for getting on with us this morning. We appreciate it. You guys working us in your schedule. I know you guys are both busy. So.
Thanks for thinking of us.
You betcha. Well, have a good rest of your day and we'll talk to you soon.
Awesome. See ya.
Thank you both.
We appreciate you tuning in to Transova. If you have any topics you'd like to hear more about, send an email to moreinformation@transova.com. Thank you.